19. The Millerite history repeated. Daniel 12 repeats Daniel in his lot. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel 12:13. To fulfill a purpose. When God gives a man a special work to do, he is to stand in his lot and place as did Daniel, ready to answer the call of God, ready to fulfill his purpose. Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, 108. Standing in his lot in the Millerite time period, Daniel stood in his lot to bear his testimony, which was sealed until the time of the end, when the first angel's message should be proclaimed to our world. Testimonies to Ministers, 115. Standing in his lot in the time period of the 144,000. These relate to future events which will be disclosed in their order. Daniel shall stand in his lot at the end of the days. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 9971. A sealed book for the Millerites, Beinheimwind. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Daniel 12:4-9. John sees the little book unsealed. Then Daniel's prophecies have their proper place in the first, second, and third angels' messages to be given to the world. The unsealing of the little book was the message in relation to time. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 971. A sealed book in the time period of the 144,000. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. Revelation 10:4. After these seven thunders uttered their voices, the injunction comes to John as to Daniel in regard to the little book. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 971. Knowledge increased, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12:4. An increase of knowledge in the Millerite time period. The prophecies present a succession of events leading down to the opening of the judgment. This is especially true of the book of Daniel. But that part of his prophecy which related to the last days, Daniel was bidden to close up and seal to the time of the end. Not till we reach this time could a message concerning the judgment be proclaimed, based on the fulfillment of these prophecies. But at the time of the end, says the prophet, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12:4. The Great Controversy, 356. An increase of knowledge in the time period of the 144,000 team. The book that was sealed was not the book of Revelation, but that portion of the prophecy of Daniel which related to the last days. The scripture says, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Daniel 12:4. When the book was opened, the proclamation was made, time shall be no longer. See Revelation 10:6. The book of Daniel is now unsealed, and the revelation made by Christ to John is to come to all the inhabitants of the earth. By the increase of knowledge, a people is to be prepared to stand in the latter days. In the first angel's message, men are called upon to worship God, our Creator, who made the world and all things that are therein. They have paid homage to an institution of the papacy, making of no effect the law of Jehovah, but there is to be an increase of knowledge on this subject. Selected Messages, Book 2, 106, 107. A purification process, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 10. A purification in the Millerite time period. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Hosea 4:6. A purification in the time period of the 144,000 toward. The remnant people of God who keep his commandments will understand the words spoken by Daniel. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. This Day with God, 84. Matthew 25 repeats. The parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people. The Great Controversy, 393. has been and will be. I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has a special application to this time, and like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890. Revelation 14 repeats angels, the work. The third angel is represented as flying in the midst of heaven, symbolizing the work of those who proclaim the first, second, and third angels' messages. All are linked together. Selected Messages, Book 3, 4 and 5. Angels, God's people. I have had an experience in the first, second, and third angels' messages. The angels are represented as flying in the midst of heaven, proclaiming to the world a message of warning and having a direct bearing upon the people living in the last days of this earth's history. No one hears the voice of these angels, for they are a symbol to represent the people of God who are working in harmony with the universe of heaven. Men and women, enlightened by the Spirit of God and sanctified through the truth, proclaim the three messages in their order. Life Sketches 4:29. The first, second, and third angels' messages are to be repeated. The call is to be given to the church. Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Many who went forth to meet the bridegroom under the messages of the first and second angels refused the third, the last testing message to be given to the world, and a similar position will be taken when the last call is made. Review and Herald, October 31, 1899. Revelation 10 repeats the 7 thunders in the Millerite time period. The special light given to John, which was expressed in the 7 thunders, was a delineation of events which would transpire under the first and second angels' messages. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 971. The 7 thunders in the time period of the 144,000. After these 7 thunders uttered their voices, the injunction comes to John as to Daniel in regard to the little book. Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered. These relate to future events which will be disclosed in their order. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 971.